So we know it's been a while. I'm not even going to say what I normally say about getting on a regular schedule. But just know that we're back.
But hey. what's up?
Right. So our last episode was in July of last year. And as you could probably imagine, you know, we've been busy since then.
Surprisingly.
Right. So I think, no, not I think. We can cut that out. We're going to do like a recap episode today to kind of show you like, or I guess tell you about what like the last year has been like. Not the whole year.
The last several months.
Yeah. And kind of, you know, what's up next for us.
We're going to ease back into things.
Yeah, we're going to ease back into it. So yeah, so since we left off in July,
my God, I can talk about, I slept, hey man, I didn't even,
when was that?
August. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think and so much has happened.
So
but you start, cause yours came first. Your big life change.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so July, so actually at, I guess it was the middle of July, okay. But then I officially left my old job at the end of July, and I started a new job, which I love.
She's slaying it.
It's amazing. Thank you. and it's really great. I really like the people that I work with, and it's just a really
good work-life balance.
It's a good work-life balance, and it's a good environment, and it's just really
she's
everything
thriving.
That I was... Wow, look at her. She's boosting me. It's just really everything that I was looking for in a new role, even though I wasn't super, like, when I got the role, it all happened really fast, but it was time for me to find something new. And so, yeah, anyway, long story short, I started that role in the middle of August. I got to go home. I got to go home to Texas in between and just have like a little bit of time off. Oh, I also went to Disneyland with my brother and my dad.
I feel like you did a little trip in between that.
Yeah. So I got to do that, and that was really fun. And then I started my new job. So that was...
Were we home at the same time? I don't remember.
Were we?
Maybe it overlaps some.
I think
it did.
But
I came
little...
back after because you had already started your new job by the time I came back. I think it overlapped a little bit.
And then I had 2 weeks work from anywhere. But I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed.
Oh.
I stayed here. Okay.
Sorry, Leo's staring at the ceiling.
And he keeps putting his butt on the counter.
He's doing something weird. We don't know. So yeah, that was Scarlett's August. Very exciting. I also went home for a couple weeks in August, and as I mentioned earlier, I saw Taemin.
Her love, her life.
I love my life.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Taemin from Shining. I went to LA with some friends for KCON, and that's where I saw him. I don't know if I talked about this in any other episodes, maybe Cape Cod, because that's when I was gonna buy tickets. I don't know. Maybe
really?
I didn't.
That's all like a blur.
Yeah, I remember talking about buying tickets with everyone then. But anyways, I saw Taemin, saw some friends at KCON. It was a good time. Spent like maybe 2 days in LA. It was a really fast trip. But
yeah,
you were there and then
came back.
KCON is like it's like a festival for those who don't know. And it's a 3-day thing like ACL or Coachella.
It's a festival for those
like
who love the K-pop.
It's true. And I think we left on a Friday. Taemin was on the first. No, we left on a Thursday. Taemin was on Friday. And then I think we came back on Saturday. It was a really quick turnaround. But yeah, it went for the whole weekend. But me and my friends just went to the first day. But it was life-changing.
Yeah, life-changing.
It was amazing. I was going to say, so SM Entertainment, if you hear this, give Taemin a tour, but he's leaving them. Thank God. So his new company, give him a tour. So yeah, that was fun.
And then
I didn't have as many changes was you in the end of summer? What did we do in the fall?
Remember. No, not really. I feel like the fall things were pretty, I mean, I had started the new
You were
job and
working.
I feel like not honestly
Yeah.
not a lot, you know. I guess that's kind of normal. Like everybody gets back into like the grind of things for
After
like
the
the
summer,
fall.
yeah.
But we have
Oh,
some. Oh, go
in
ahead.
the fall.
Well, I was gonna say we have some new. Well, I wouldn't say they're like extreme hyperfixations, but we've
For
had
you.
some new. Okay, well, for one of us.
I'm kidding.
But we've had some new, you know, hobbies, I should say.
New media to consume.
Oh gosh, new media to consume. So
Yeah.
Anna, if you wanna
Yeah,
go
so
start with whatever.
I started Jujutsu Kaisen in like October. That was really good.
She's
Except
obsessed with Gojo.
it's true. And Yuta. But then I got caught up on the manga and now it's all going to shit and everything is bad. But
Yeah.
anyways, that was fun. And then the final Attack on Titan episode came out
You guys,
in
I don't even
November.
like,
I can't explain
we
to you.
can't even really get like, this sounds really dramatic, but I can't like, I literally can't explain to you what that was like watching the finale with Anna. Me, listen, this is coming from someone who's never watched any anime, knew nothing about the characters, nothing about the story. And Anna's like, the last episode just came out. Like,
It
I
was
need to
very,
finish it.
I was
Like,
very
it's
nonchalant
fine.
about it because it had taken a long, so for those who don't know, they split the final into a couple different parts, and the first like final part came out I think like January last year or September the year before. There was a long gap. And I was like, okay, like Scarlet, the we finished watching something. Maybe. I don't know. We
Yeah.
and I was like, oh, this episode just came out. Like, I just need to finish it. It's the final episode.
Oh yeah, we had like watched a movie or
Yeah.
something.
And then I was like, okay, so I need to just watch this, like to just kind of watch it.
You
I
guys.
hadn't read the manga, so I didn't know how it ended. And I wish I literally have not cried that hard in years. I was just like,
I
oh,
was
I need to
actually
finish
concerned.
this. And then
Like we were
an
fine. Like
hour
we're
later,
like,
no,
oh,
30 minutes later, I, oh my God, I literally, there's
I was
no
like,
way
oh my God, she's actually not
to
okay.
describe it. I was heartbroken and
Yeah.
sobbing and it was bad. Anyways, but then I was like, with like literally looking crazy with tears streaming down my face, I was like, Scarlett, you should watch it. Like, we should start over from the beginning and watch it. So we did that.
We did do that.
And she
And
loves it.
it was great.
It was so good. It's so
I did
good.
not. Even in the finale, I did not
She didn't get it.
I didn't I didn't yeah.
She didn't get it.
I didn't it didn't get me like it gets Anna. Just
I
so you
cry
guys
every
know,
time. See the
we've watched the
finale?
finale 3 times together and
Twice in Japanese, once dubbed in English.
And
Every
she has sobbed every
single
time.
time. Every single time. I don't know, I can't help it. It's Armin. Every time he just
Anna is Armin, so
I love that guy.
I love
I
that
love
guy.
that guy. Every time he talks about, oh, I won't spoil it, but
Yeah.
it's just Armin. He every time he opens his mouth, I cry.
That's true. So yeah, so we did watch that. It was very good. I did enjoy it.
Yay, and now we're obsessed.
And
We've been obsessed,
who's your
but
favorite character?
Levi. But I also love Armin and John.
Yeah.
Honestly, everyone.
My favorite character is Reyna. I
She
don't
said
know.
earlier, we were talking about this earlier, and I was like talking about how we, I was like, we just have to get, when we first started, I was like, we just have to get to episode 9, like that's when Levi comes in, whatever. And Scarlett was like, yeah, I like Levi, but wait, what did you say? You're like, he just has one
I was
personality
like, his personality is always the same.
instead of Reyna, who has multiple
Okay, that's
personalities.
not what I meant,
It was
but
so funny though.
yeah.
Anyways, if you
But
haven't seen it,
I was gonna say John is also my second favorite.
if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah.
Ugh,
And I didn't like
so
I'm not
good.
an anime person. I'm not like a K-pop person really, but I enjoyed it a lot. We did watch it. We watched the English dubbed version.
Scarlett can't read subtitles,
Well,
so we had to watch
that's not true, but
it.
I did really like it, and I like the voice actors. I like their voices.
I know.
And
we can get into it more later.
Yeah.
So that was like when we were talking about filming this episode, recording this episode. She was like, "We can't get too into it. We can talk about it later." So I'm trying to stop myself.
Yeah, because I know Anna will like. It'll be like a whole episode on its own.
Yeah. Oh, we can't. Okay. Anyways, so
moving on from that.
Since we last spoke, our hyperfixations, that's what we talked about last, right? It was like Stardew Valley, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was Stardew Valley, Taylor Swift.
Whatever. Now?
So, well, it's not, Attack on Titan is like, we're not like in the midst of it anymore, though.
No.
It's like.
Well, we've watched Anna, it, but I'm still.
Anna kind of is, but she's got like a shrine.
That's not true.
Well, okay, sorry, not it's specifically not for. Just Attack on Titan. It's Taemin, Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm sorry, it's mostly men. I looked at it the other day. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
Because it's men?
Yeah, it's like all men except for Evelyn Hugo. And
well, it's also a lot of animated men.
I know.
Besides Taemin.
And Jonghyun's there.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah.
But
Rue?
Still.
And?
Anyway.
Some stuff. Anyways.
Anyway, we don't need to get into that. But, so yeah, so that has been,
that's been our lives.
Had you finished The Last of Us?
Oh.
Maybe.
No. We did talk about The Last of Us last time. Yes, I finished The Last of Us Part 2. That had a grip on me for a while.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Because I was like, I don't remember if it was in, it was sometime in the summer. I went home and I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to get back and play The Last of Us.
Yeah, like, and you played it. You played some without me there.
I did.
Yeah.
It was rude of her. I'm sorry. I just had to.
It was fine. So, so finish that. And then, let's see. Where are we at now? October? Oh, sorry. We were doing seasons. You're right. Not months. So then let's see. So then the fall came. And then, let's see. November, went home for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Not much happened in the winter.
I feel like no. I went to Hawaii with my mom.
Oh, and my brother. And then you came back for
My whole family was supposed to go, but then my dad had to stay behind because he was drilling a well. That's probably too much information. So yeah, my mom and my brother and I, we went to Hawaii after the day after Thanksgiving. And then I flew from Hawaii. Well, I flew back to Texas with my mom and my brother, but then I left from the airport to go to Boston because the company that I work for now, the headquarters are in Boston. So they do this really nice thing where they have their annual holiday, like luncheon in Boston. So
you won a juicer.
I won a juicer. I was like, what? Yeah, I did. I did win a juicer. So anyways, I got to go to Boston. I had never been to Boston.
Stayed at a fancy hotel. Won a juicer.
It's true. So went to Boston.
Living her best life.
Lived my best life.
We want to go back to Boston this summer, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And then.
Sounds so annoying.
Oh, sorry. I'm not.
No, I said I sound.
Oh, annoying. I thought you said I did.
You're annoying.
I thought you said you sound so annoyed.
No. I said I'm so annoying. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So Austin came back to New York and that was that.
Yeah. And I came back. Then we went back
for. You had your birthday.
Yes. I turned the big 26.
Mm-hmm. That was right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uneventful. I didn't cry, which is always.
That's really good for Anna, you guys. That's
always a feat, yes. I haven't cried on my last, like, two birthdays.
That's good.
But pretty much cry every year on my birthday.
Well.
But I'm doing better now, so guys, don't worry.
That's really good. So yeah, Thanksgiving, you came back. Did we come back Christmas? At the same time?
I don't remember. That's too much to tell.
Well, I was just trying to think if there was anything in between. I guess not.
I think so.
Then we had a joint birthday party.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah.
Our birthdays are 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
Well, a year and.
Well, 2 weeks short of a year is our age difference.
Okay. Yeah, but the actual dates are
two weeks
apart.
Exactly.
So
two
we
weeks,
had
yeah.
a a joint birthday party that was fun. We had some friends over and
like 27 for me.
Yep.
So, yes. We had some friends over.
She can't be part of the 27 club. Okay. Yes, and then we went out to, what was it called?
It was fun. Yeah, it was like at a hotel
bar,
but it was like rooftop.
Yeah, it was high rise.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called actually.
I don't remember either. It was fun,
but it was fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
we saw the Nutcracker.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
I'm forgetting.
I'm remembering
all of this.
Like
we did. I had wanted to see a ballet at Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
And Nutcracker, most obvious. I don't think I could sit through an opera.
Yeah.
They may have. I feel like they have mainly operas there, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe, but
I don't know. Not good news.
Yeah. So yes, we saw the Nutcracker. It was really good.
Yeah. No, it was. It was really good.
It wasn't
good.
As long as I was expecting.
No, actually, I feel like it was
felt. Yeah.
Like it flew by.
Yeah.
We got there late because yeah. We couldn't figure out. It was like a whole thing. Like we had to pick up the tickets. They were at will call. The whole thing.
We went to the wrong location. At Lincoln Center, there's like different theaters, and we went to the wrong location at first. And yeah.
So we finally get inside, and it's like they're calling. Like they're like
5 minutes.
Get to your seats. Like yeah. There's like 5 minutes. So we're standing in line. We're like, oh, like we need something to eat, like to drink or something. We get up to the front of the line, and they're like, okay, but like at this point, all you can take is water. Like you can't
take alcohol.
You can't take alcohol in there, yeah. Like or anything. And we were like, okay. And then we looked at each other, and we were like, so should we just get some champagne and like chug it?
Yep.
And so that is certainly what we did.
That is really good.
Because you know why not? You were there to see the Nutcracker, and
had to get a little. It's a weird noise.
Yeah, that is different.
Hopefully, you couldn't hear that. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So we each, you know, chugged a glass of champagne and watched the Nutcracker and lived our best lives.
Yep.
Got dressed up.
At the Lincoln Center.
We also saw the premiere of Oppenheimer.
Oh, we did. I was gonna. Yeah.
That was before though.
That. Why did I just have a stroke saying that?
I was.
Yes, in July when it came out.
We didn't talk about this?
No, we didn't.
I
was thinking about it before we started recording, and then, yeah, I forgot. But, yes, we saw the premiere of Oppenheimer.
Unfortunately.
Because of the strikes, none of the cast or the director
was there.
I was going to say directors. Okay, hold on. Let me start over. Because of the strikes, none of the cast and
Christopher Nolan wasn't there. Is what Anna wants to say, because she loves him.
I know. I was so mad. But anyways, could have seen Killian.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was fine. But that was really, really exciting.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was really fun to just go to the premiere. Like we got dressed up and they gave us like actual like tickets that you would get like
premiere tickets.
Like yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like
not
a
like
little...
a movie ticket.
Yeah.
It was like a
it's like a big thing.
Like a almost like a I don't know how to describe it. Like a giant. I don't know. Just like a big,
it's
like
just,
a big ticket.
It's yes, yeah. It's a big like laminated ticket. It's not just yeah. Anyway, so that was fun. I have it hanging up. I have that on my wall.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I can see it.
So it's not just anime men and tame men.
Anyway.
Anyways, so yes, that was very exciting.
Whoa!
I just had a stroke. Next Christopher Nolan movie. You trust I will be at the premiere and I will get him to sign the Interstellar script that I have.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
yeah, she's
no one can
she's ready for that.
So yeah, that was fun. I tried to get into the Dune premiere, Dune 2 this time, but
yeah,
said no,
which
that would have been fun.
It's dumb because
so
I read
mean.
The book.
I know.
And
not many people can say that.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Anyway, so, back to the winter.
Yeah, sorry. Back to the winter. We did that. We had the birthday party. And then Nutcracker. Then we went home, right?
Yeah.
We went home together.
And then you came back first, yeah.
We were both home for, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you were probably there longer than me.
A little bit, yeah.
I came back on New Year's Eve.
I still can't believe you did that.
And then I went out.
Yeah.
I went to Connecticut to see Irene, our friend Irene, and... I went out with her and her boyfriend and some other friends, and it was very fun. I was very tired. And then you came back, what,
came
like...
I came back on, like, the 4th or
yeah, it was
3rd
like,
or something. It was, like, a Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
So that
we haven't done much this winter, but the big
this winter,
yeah, like the beginning of this year.
Oh,
we haven't done
like okay,
yeah, but we were looking. So our lease for our apartment is up at the end of this month in March.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett really wanted to move. She's tired of the fifth floor walk up, which I understand.
Was so tired. I was like, Anna, please.
She now has to go to work every day. She works in the office every day.
Yeah.
So she was like, please. And I was like, okay, well, look. We looked. We found a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And we got approved. Mm-hmm. And we moved at the beginning of this month.
So we're so excited.
You can't. It doesn't sound like there's sirens and cars in our apartment.
Oh, my gosh. We listened to our old our last episode that we recorded, and there's at the end there's a siren, and it actually sounds like it's in our apartment.
It's so loud.
Is just crazy to like actually hear. I mean, it's one thing to like live with it, but then it's also crazy to just hear it and be like, okay, wow, like that is very loud.
Well, I think I've said this before, but anytime I'm on the phone with someone, like if I'm on the phone with like Zaria or Katie or even my mom, they hear a siren, they're like, are you outside?
My mom says that every
time. Like on the street, and I'm like, no, it's just
like, no, that's just
how we live. Yeah. So now we have an elevator.
Two
bathrooms. That's exciting. gym.
Washer and dryer.
In unit.
This is going to become ASMR.
Ew. essential AC and heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, you guys.
It's so, it's like.
It's amazing.
It's night and day. I don't feel the depression. It will come back, but it's really nice. So.
It's good, yeah. So that is.
Is that
a change?
Has anything else happened this year?
No, I feel like not much has happened. No. Well, I havenven't started yet, but I also got a new job.
Yes.
Just a couple weeks ago.
I don't know, we're not going in
timeline order.
Yeah, we're kind
somehow.
Of.
Anyways, yes, I got a new job.
It's because you haven't started yet.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like.
I know. I start at the end of April.
Yay.
So that's exciting. But in between that, Scarlett and I are going to Tokyo.
Woo!
Yay! So it'll be fun. We're going to go to Tokyo Disney.
Yeah.
For a couple days, and then we'll have some days in the city, and I think we're going to go to Kyoto one day.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. We've been doing our Japanese on Duolingo.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to see
how that goes.
How that works, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got a lot coming up.
We do.
And we have been through a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're going home
mm-hmm.
for a couple weeks, so
yeah.
Before she starts her new job,
yes.
She's going to have some time in between as well.
Yes.
And, yeah, I don't... That's been...
I feel like not much has happened this winter.
We've had a couple people come and visit.
Yeah.
My cousin Landon came, mm-hmm. and...
Allie came, shout out.
Hello, Allie.
Allie. Love you, Queen.
Ellie. So yeah, it's been the winter
was,
does
sorry,
feel.
That was my impression of Joel from The Last of Us.
Yeah.
If I don't cut that out,
yeah.
Anyways, ignore me.
It has. If the winter
hard.
Has
it
felt
so long.
Has felt long.
Yeah.
But we are making it through, and yeah. Also,
yeah, we had a little housewarming party.
Yes, we did have a housewarming
little,
party. It was fun.
Yeah.
We played the game Secret Hitler. It's a lot of fun. If you guys haven't checked that out, you should, because it is so much fun. So, yeah, definitely do that. And then also just another hobby that
oh, yes.
I've gotten back into. Mm-hmm. I don't even really. So I used to play.
Why are you doing it like
I don't know. I'm trying to think about how to like tie it back together. But I used to play Batman, the Arkham series with my younger brother. And I think the first one came out in like, I don't know, 2013 or 2010. No, it could have been 2010. That feels better. So anyway, they're really good games. There's like four of them. And they're really well made. They have a really great story. And I really honestly forgot how good they were until I was just like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. How did you?
I think I was just on the Xbox. Cause like, I don't know if I was playing GTA or what.
You were bored. And you.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, these are really good. And I was like, oh, Anna should see some of the gameplay.
Yep.
So I restarted them, and they're so good. Like, I'm obsessed with them. Arkham Knight is like, I don't know. The
Those are
gameplay
really fun
itself
to
is like
watch.
so good,
Yeah.
and like there's a lot of like just the storyline is really well done, I think, and there's just like a lot of, I think your microphone just died.
Okay, we're back on.
But if it dies again, then we
We'll
can
have
just
to
finish on this.
continue. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing, and Anna has been watching me, so that's been really fun. And I just got my mom to send me Arkham Origins, which is the prequel. And good thing I kept my old Xbox because it's a disc, and so it will only work on the older Xboxes. Anyway, this is too much information, but it's really fun because, especially in our new apartment, it kind of feels like we're in Gotham. And
It
so,
does, especially like today, it's all rainy. I'm sure you're gonna
yeah.
play later and it's gonna feel like we're
Yeah.
in Gotham.
Yeah. So, it's really fun to just do that. But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of everything. We're kind of like up to speed, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we can go more in depth into some things on next episodes.
Yeah. I'm not gonna make any
Yeah,
promises
don't.
about when the next episode is coming out, but just know it
Hopefully
is
soon.
something that we are thinking about and gonna, be working on. So yeah, I think that's it for this
This
episode.
one.
All right, well, this has been Waiting on the B Train.
Talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.